Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Please, you can turn to your left, to your right. Welcome somebody to God's presence. Be gloriously seated in the house of God. By the grace of God, tonight God is set to bless and change our lives forever. The reason why we declare the things God is set to do before He does it is because it is consistent with His ways. He calleth those things which are not as though they were. And when God speaks, His words begin to mobilize the forces that will bring those words to pass. When God speaks, He also provokes a reaction from the camp of darkness. And the wisdom that spoke calculated the moves Satan will make when he speaks. And the wisdom will be so perfect that the move of Satan will now help God. There is nothing the devil can do about your destiny that cannot be turned to work for your good. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It will look like it's a mistake. God is a master of turning mistakes into a plan. Suddenly it will look like, so this was part of the plan. Only you know that it was a mistake. It was a mistake. And somebody bowed their heads 1 minute wherever they are. Lord, I will not leave this place the same way I came. This vow is only with you and God. Only both of you can settle it. I don't know how you came. I don't know the matters. I don't know the areas of your destiny that requires urgent visitation. I don't know the various questions that are demanding answers. But it is a good time to ask the Lord. Unto you who answer prayers. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5. Anakazo, my mother is in the house. Can we celebrate? Can we celebrate my mom? Thank you so much, mommy. You are highly welcome. Come on now, is that how to celebrate your mother? Thank you so much, Mark. Amen. Please, you may be seated. For those of you asking, we'll discuss that later. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5. Let's read together. Everybody is projected. 1, 2, go. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Please, let's take it one more time. 1, 2, go. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Please say, we are not of the night. And we are not of darkness. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, you will find a very powerful truth. The Bible says, and God made two great lights. Please say great lights. One to rule the day, the Bible says, the other to rule the night. Is that in your Bible? Come on, media. Let's just follow me. Make references to the things
I'm discussing. That's what I expect from you. Let's continue, everybody. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. And God, Anakazo, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Please say two great lights. Is it clear in this scripture that the two great lights were designed to rule? Amen. Please, I want to be sure that we are together. I want to be sure there's no distraction. Say the sun will rule. The moon will rule. You know, no matter how much you hate the night has its own ruler too. The night has a lord over it. And both of these lights were given their jurisdiction. There is a time frame that it is legal for the moon to rule. And they made it clear that the greater one, although it is greater, it will only rule a portion of time called the day. Can I share something with you? Remember the scripture we just read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5? It says, ye are children of the day. You are children of the light. You are not of darkness, neither are you of the night. It means that all they want from you in this particular description, in this particular context, is choose what particular kingdom you belong in. Because the question of who is your Lord has already been chosen. It's just to enter under your own kingdom and allow your Lord to reign over you. The moon will reign over darkness. The sun will reign over the day. The moon will reign over the night. The sun will reign over light. Anybody who walks in the light, the sun will be his Lord. Anyone who walks in darkness, he will not need to say the moon is my Lord. The moon has been given the night. This is all Satan needs. He needs to draw your path, draw your feet, deceive you, entice you to live in iniquity. That iniquity that you have allowed around your life, that sin that you have given room for, would register you under that era of darkness. And suddenly there is a Lord that rules darkness. You will not, as far as kingdom authority is concerned, it is at that place you will find out the word of God is on your lips, but the bounties and the performance, it will not be in your life, because the Lord of darkness is there legally. He reigns over darkness. If you walk in darkness, he will rule you. Now this is the ordeal. This is the ordeal of the believer. He lives in sin, lives in rebellion to God's law, and he is trusting God for the performance of things that should be only for those who walk in the light. I was discussing with my brother. I think that was yesterday. Holiness is your own good. You are not helping anybody by being holy. Holiness is for your own advantage. The safest way to live is holiness. You will sit down one day at the evening face of your life and watch all the people who broke the laws of God. Some of the laws that you break, you will not see an immediate consequence. Some of it will take years before you will realize why God said, don't do this thing. And there is no instruction of God that was made to make God feel okay. The instructions of God are in the light of the repercussion that will follow suit when you break these kinds of laws. Every instruction of God is out of mercy for man. The reason why is that there is a Lord over darkness. When God wants to help you, he gives you the Lord that will keep you walking in the light. The moment your feet stray from the light, you enter darkness, anything can prosper over your life, because darkness has a Lord. There is a light that rules darkness. What is the moon? The moon that rules the night. The moon has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. Just as the devil has no power of his own, he only finds way to pirate the things that he had seen in God. This is how the devil also has a legal claim over the life of a lot of people. Because, listen, look at me, everybody. The Bible says the wages, reward of sin, is death. Meaning that anywhere sin is accommodated, death is permitted to visit that space. Death has a legal reason to enter there. This is what Satan gains every time we allow sin into our space. When sin is allowed, he knows that this civilization of darkness will reign over that individual, ultimately over that family. It can be just one man, one father, living in carelessness. He will go out, he will drink, he will smoke, he will humanize, then he will come back to the family. At first, the first place darkness will reign is over his life. But darkness will not be satisfied on his life alone. It will express and extend that government over everything connected to him. Suddenly, that one man's carelessness becomes a door for Satan to attack. So because of him, suddenly people cannot sleep at night in that house again, because the watchman is asleep. Can I share something with you? Amen. Sickness is inside darkness. Demons are inside darkness. Witches and wizards. Why do we fear the night? Why is man so restless anytime the sun begins to set? Because he was not wired to walk in darkness. Even the physical world resists darkness. People will build all important activities, make sure, and they know that by when the night comes, there is a level of insecurity that begins to come to every man. He knows that he is not operating in his natural advantage anymore, because he was designed to walk in the light. Mind you, that same time that you become a bit insecure, you know, once the night comes, nobody tells you. You just begin to check whether your door is locked. It will interest you to know that more people die during the day than even that night you are careful about. There are more accidents happening at different places. Jesus. Why do we fear the absence of light? It is because man was not designed to live outside light. If you wander out of light, in fact, the only place Satan can meet you is inside darkness. And he's waiting, he has booked an appointment, waiting for a day you will violate the law of God so that that appointment can be set. How many demons are just waiting for one opportunity? Break the edge around your life. Let's teach you a lesson. You know what happened to Job? Two spirits were discussing, God and Satan. God has not even finished talking. You will see that they have plan for everybody. All these days, Job was living in righteousness. They know what they will do to him the day they catch him. God has not finished speaking. Satan began to reveal his plan for the guy. Stage one is he covered him with wounds, sores everywhere. I always say this illustration. There is no posture Job can take that will not be torment. If he's standing, under his leg is wound. The whole of his weight is resting on wound. So he will be in that pain first. If you say let him lie down, he will lie on wounds. You know what? After he has afflicted him physically, he now started emotional torment. Began to remove everything he loved from his life one by one. He didn't make it suddenly. The report was coming one after the other. If you know the plan they have concerning you, you know, you are just beginning tongues now. I know who I am. They say, we... you hear that sound? You wake up and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. They say, can somebody help us lure him into the darkness? You know, there was one guy many years ago. There was one guy that wanted to beat me. He was huge, very huge. He was my senior. So I ran quickly, because when they want to beat you back then in school, the beating happens after school. And if you are wise, before, as they are ringing the bell, your feet will be quicker than the feet of the one who is incensed against you. So I navigated my way quickly to SS section, where my elder brothers were. They were not out of their class yet, but I stood by their window. I want to share with you the secret of Satan. The guy that is so intentional about beating me now called one of my classmates. And say the classmate should go and tell me that somebody wanted to see me by this side. Jesus! This is what Satan is doing for many people. They hide, they are inside darkness. They say, come, just want to just tell you something briefly. Enter that darkness and your life will never, ever remain the same. Even if you spend 2 seconds in darkness, you will know they have prepared what they want to do. The problem is you have not shown up since. now innocently took 1, 2, 3 steps. I now saw the guy peeping from the when I saw this side of his face, I know. And I cut off friendship with that brother that participated for being involved in that narrative. You know, you will need to also cut off friendship with anybody who wants to lure you into the darkness. The devil is intentional. And there is only one way to describe such people. Say, gates of hell. Come on, say it as loud as you can. Gates of hell. They are everywhere. They are waiting for your vulnerable moments. They are waiting for a time where you have no option. A time where you are down emotionally. Suddenly a gate of hell will come. His total agenda is to lure you from the light. He knows that once you end listening, you are only as powerful as you remain in the light. Walk in this light and nothing will touch you. We are children of the day. We are not of darkness. If you migrate from the era where your own kingdom works and you stroll into another kingdom, suddenly you will find out, although you are saying Jesus in your lip, you will not find deliverance. Can I share something with someone? Please, can you just imagine you gathered a lot of money in Nigeria. You now took the money in the Ghana must go and rush into Ghana that is so close to us. Can you spend that money in Ghana? Everything you have is only valuable inside light. Leave light. You will know that darkness does not like you, number one. Number two, they are not ready to exchange anything with you. They know you love God. They have seen anytime you fall, your heart will start pricking you. And you will now go and say you are sorry. So they know you will not stay with them for long. If they catch you. Those of you that are thinking that, well, I'll make my way right with God. The devil does not give everybody equal chance. There are some people, they've been sleeping around since 2001. And you know, they sleep in the club. They have not contracted any infection. Amen. Then one sister, the first time in her life, she didn't sleep around, though. She mistakenly just fell for pressure, not in a club, in the house. And suddenly the devil made sure they used that one opportunity to achieve all the plan, because they know this one walks in the light. We will not see them regularly. If you walk with God, don't look back. Don't, if you put your hands to the plow and then you now turn your back, you will know what darkness has in store for you. This is why sometimes your last layer of defense, tell yourself, I've come too far. See, sometimes when the temptation becomes loud, I tell myself, I've come too far to go back. If they catch me there, what they will do to me? Do you know how many demons are homeless? They have accommodation problems because of anakazo meetings weekly. You know how many of them are waiting? Some of them, they'll first pack you. Let me share one story with you. I hope it blesses someone. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. I liked a lady. I know you like this kind of story. While I was on campus. And so I summoned courage to pick a day that I will express. You know, I am now an adult. That's why I can be saying these things when my mother is. Because she trusts my judgment. So I choose a day that I will express how I felt, that I will tell her. A night to that day, while I was sleeping, I had already picked the way I would dress. And you know, being that we are all Christian brothers, the couldn't have sustained us anything on campus outside fellowship. So I already knew that since I'm the one to lead prayer, while I'm still soaked with the anointing, I will use a measure of that fluidity of tongue that comes with the oil. I know that the oil will cover me, so what to say can never be a challenge. It will start first by saying, wait behind after the service. That will be the thing. While I was sleeping, I saw the lady looking at me like this. And you know the eye of a serpent? Eh? That's where the snake's eye is. That was what was inside this eyeball. And it was looking at me. I was looking at it in the dream. Two of us were looking at ourselves. Then I woke up. You don't need any interpretation. You say, Holy Ghost, what does it mean? He will not answer you again. They have, as far as deliverance is concerned, they have moved in your direction. So when I saw that, I woke up in the morning. I got dressed. It came to pass that she was more adorned. The dressing she took on that day, it was the best visage I've seen her manifest before. You know what? The totality of that whole obsession, that whole interest I had. Let me share something with someone. Never forget this advice I want to give you. Some of you, Satan will look for you so much that anything you like become a victim. There are things that will be doing well. The moment you like them, they will enter attack because of you. This, and when you begin to know that I am actually the object of attention, it's not this person. There are families that women that don't even understand why they are behaving the way they are behaving. It is a cloud that came upon them. Because the only way to get this person, look for anything he likes. Do you realize that throughout the account of the fall of man, Satan never spoke with Adam for once? Didn't you find out that in the Bible? Him and Adam never said A. Him and Adam never said I. All his talk was with Eve. He looked for where Adam's heart is. He had no business talking with Adam. He waited until they separated Eve from inside Adam. The moment they brought her out, and he knows where they formed her from. It was the bone that was closest to his heart, the rib bone. Immediately he saw what this person's obsession is. He went after his obsession. Listen, it was not Satan that gave Adam the fruit. It was his wife that gave him. When Satan is done with what you like will do the role for him. You will not see Satan behind him. You will think that it is a human being. But Satan had possessed in that season, he had used what you like to become an indirect government to serve his will. He will always hide behind another. He is a hiding spirit. He will never come and give you a direct deal. All his deal will be hiding behind somebody else's faces. Be careful what you give your heart to in this world. It is easy for Satan to create an economy around your area of interest. The moment he finds out you like something, he begins to build a government around it. I know wherever that lady is, she probably is happily married somewhere. There is, believe me, I have that conviction. And maybe the brother that married her is saying, I never knew God would bless me like this. But for me, the moment they saw my interest, they went for her. And if they use her, and God forbid, destroyed me, they will move because she is not the object. Hey, there are many of you, many times, you did like this. Like this. You now put your last leg. It's the last line between light and darkness. It just remained one step to enter. Then you now change your mind and went back to light. They now did like this. The things that were hiding inside. And when you are advancing towards darkness, there are structures in your spirit, because your spirit man was built for war. There are structures in your spirit that will begin to give you some premonition about the things that are locking inside the darkness. Suddenly you begin to lose your peace. You are advancing towards darkness. Your peace is leaving you. I know. I don't need anybody to tell me. I know they have done that for me many times. If Satan gets somebody here for 5 minutes, you will think you spent 5 years with him. The kind of thing you will see. Some of you, you first tear your clothes first. That's the first thing. When people see you, they will think you have been in prison for many years. That one, he did it in 5 minutes. Our brother say, I'm a witness. Do younger for Satan, See, let me share this thing quickly. You cannot deceive anybody. The only person that you can deceive is yourself. You know, people think they are hiding their iniquity and that nobody knows and that everybody is doing it. But you know, be firewood. The spectators are spirits. They know you. Let your heart break this night. If Satan has permitted you to enter his kingdom, stay as long as you like, and no attack is coming for you. It means that they have formed a file. You have citizenship in darkness. They don't attack their own. The attack is for visitors. When you enter without citizenship, the whole realm is agitated. Who is this son of light that is encroaching? These are the terminologies they will use. But there are people that they know. They say he has dual citizenship. He spends more of his time in darkness and he wanders into light on Friday. When he's in the light, the demons will connect to an Akazo YouTube. They'll be laughing. They'll be watching and say, oh boy. You will now come and do your hand like this and say, if I be a man of God, the demons, they say, see our brother, that our brother now. Ye are children of light. You are not of darkness. You are not of darkness. The moon will rule. I am saying this thing. I know why I am emphasizing it. The moon will rule. Whether you like, shout Jesus. As long as you entered into darkness, it will rule you. How can we now live in sin? Live in sin. The matter of sin has not been addressed in our life. Holiness, righteousness has not become a lifestyle. And yet we are expecting the promises that are left only for those who dwell in the presence of the Lord. I am telling you again, let your heart break if Satan no longer considers you a threat. It means you have become a citizen of the kingdom of darkness. You don't need to fly before you become a witch. There are many witches. Satan knows. In fact, your nomenclature, as far as his kingdom is concerned, you are a witch. If something good happens around someone and you just lose your peace because of the good thing that happened, you don't need to fly, my brother. Believe me, flying is the least of your challenge. Can I share something with you? Please give me your attention. Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Open our eyes. Teach us. Everybody, it is projected. I need us to read as loud as we can. 1, 2, go. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says male and female created he them. Say them. I think them is sufficient enough to communicate plurality, right? That he created male and female and he created them. And blessed them again and called their name together. Called them both what? Good. And they say this thing happened in the day when they were created. You know, contrary to the account, you will find, not really contrary because that's what I want to explain. You will see that God created man and that God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. And then you will see that God now said, after man was done, allotting names to all of the creations of God, and none was found for man. God now said, it is not good for man to be alone. Let us make him a help meet. Amen. So, in that particular narrative, it will look like man was created, man had, you know, his expression, and then they discovered a challenge in the way he was living his life, and then they decided to correct that challenge by creating another human being for him. If we can hear me so far, say amen.
Amen.
It will interest you to know that Genesis chapter 1 is creation account. Genesis chapter 2 is formation account. There's a difference between creation and formation. Everything is created by the word of God. Everything is framed by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the words, everything you can see, were framed by the word of God. In John chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, there was not anything made without him. There was not anything made that was made. Him who? The word. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
It will interest you to know that according to this account, the first point where man manifested was in that particular place where he was created. And at that point where he was created, there was a lot of details that was not being disclosed at that level yet. And I'm sharing this because of a great mystery the Lord wants to open our eyes to. So every time Adam went in the cool of the evening to attend the lecture that God fixes, it was one body, but inside that Adam was Eve inside him. What I'm trying to say, so that I will not waste anybody's time, is that the woman was living inside the man. Both of them were sharing one body from the beginning. It was literally in the sense of, and the two shall be one flesh. They were actually operating with one body. Eve was inside. As a matter of fact, the moment she was brought out of man, when Adam woke up, see what he told God? She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. He knew where she came from. She has always been inside. If you are following me, there's somewhere we are going to, and I'm not talking about a man and a woman. Because somebody thinks I'm talking about marriage and relationship teaching, that I like this kind of message. It's union of spirits. An ancient plan that God had as regarding how man will operate. It will then become clear to us that as at this particular level of the scripture we just read, the Bible says male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. So Eve was called Adam too. It's like carrying salt and bringing water. Take Adam to be the water, Eve to be the salt. Then they add salt plus water. When you add salt and water, tell me the truth. Immediately you add it, won't you be able to tell the difference that there is salt inside water? Thank you. Now, what must happen before you will not see the salt inside the water again? Eh? Dissolving, right? Now, what can you do to initiate that process of dissolving to happen quick? Stir or shake it. The seasons of crisis in every marriage, it is the shaking designed to make the two separate entities to finally find a point of agreement. When you shake that mixture, now, as a nice, when you are shaking it, you will come to a point where the only thing you will see is water. It is when you test the water, you will find out the salt is still alive. But their corporate persona is only water now. In John chapter 5, Jesus made a very bold and complex statement. He says, abide in me, and I in you. He says, without me, you can do nothing. I have a good news for somebody too. Also, without you too, The purposes of God can be limited. The relationship, you see, this thing is a two-way traffic. It's not only heaven that will move, you too, you will respond. All along, when Eve was inside Adam, Satan never came to gist with Adam. Because both of them were operating from a corporate persona. There was only one body available to discuss. And that body was occupied with the assignment of keep and what? Tend the garden. He was occupied with the assignment. The moment they gave an expression to that particular dimension of man that has always been inside man, man was the one that did a naming ceremony for her. He looked at her out of joy. And he said, she shall be called. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Wherever you are, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't get distracted, please. Don't get distracted. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit moves in our midst. Like a funnel I see. Is sucking people into the realm of the Spirit, drawing them, entering. It's a moment of intimacy. Prodigal sons, come back home, come back. Don't live outside God. Don't live outside His government. Don't live outside His will. Don't live outside His demand. Come back home. I see the wind. I see the wind is guiding the feet of many. Come back home. You have wandered. You took just few steps and you left the light, walked momentarily in darkness, and the devil capitalized on that season, enforced, planted, initiated many things around your life. And now you are saying, Lord, can you help me? Some of you, the moment your feet entered that darkness, they chained your feet. They change the way they tie an animal and hit a rod to hold it firm in a spot. This is what they did to make sure you cannot return back to the light that is your natural habitat. And so you have been laboring. Yes, you have been crying. You want to go back home, but captivity will not let you go back to the house of your father. This service this night is a clarion call. It is for sons to return home. It is a call. And when the Father speaks, no chain can hold you back. When the Father calls your name, there is no bar of iron that can resist His word. Tonight, the gates are open again. You are here and you know this is my encounter. This is what I've been waiting for. This is the moment I have waited for. Run forward from wherever you are. Run forward now. Those of us outside, you can move forward towards your projector, towards the projector. I will be coming out to pray with you. I will be coming out to pray with you. There is going to be Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Been living in fear. Fear has been tormenting you. Hear my words, brother, sister. Ignorance is the breeding ground for the spirit of fear. This is why darkness has been intentional about your life, because every area where there is darkness is a potential area of attack. Begin to talk to God wherever you are. Begin to talk to Him. I'll pray with you. But begin to speak to Him. Just open your mouth and begin to speak with Him. The government of the moon will be broken over people's life. That false light that parades itself as light, but it plans to enslave God's people. That government will be broken. Don't get tired. It's a new season.
wherever you are. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins before you. I accept that I have sinned. I have wandered away. Today, by your blood, reconcile me back to the Father. Bring me again to the kingdom of light. Uproot my feet from the miry clay. Break the chains. Scatter the captivity. Lead me back to the kingdom of light. Everything that holds me bound, as I confess you as my Lord and my Savior, there are chains, there are holds, there are grips, is broken from my life. The life I now live, I live in you. I live in you. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose again. And so I believe that I am a child of God. Congratulations to everybody. Listen, listen. The greatest reaction, the greatest event has happened in your life. You have been led back into the path of light. Now listen, the works of darkness cannot prosper inside the light, because the light shines in darkness and the darkness comprehends it not. Let me tell you something you will observe. When you go and sit on your seat, check your body, whether sickness. Listen, it's not for joke. Be serious. As soon as you sit on your seat, check your body for the sickness that you felt before. What removed it was light. It was a kingdom you walked out of. And so all the property of that kingdom also stayed back with it. Nothing from darkness follows you into the light. I am showing you deliverance by association. It matters who you associate it in the kingdom. If you are for God, nothing of darkness can prosper in you. If you are also with Satan, nothing of God can work in your life. Tonight, everything that our Heavenly Father has not planted, it left your life as you confess Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Congratulations to everybody. I'm building a consciousness in you now. Now go back in this consciousness to your seat, please. We still have a few moments to spend before we go. While you are going to your seat, check your body quickly. You will find out that the properties of darkness have been removed from your life. Come on, Anakazo, let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them wherever we are.
Oh,
Listen. Look at me, everybody. There are too many advantages we have in God. And many of us, we have walked in ignorance for too long. Too long. What if I told you now? What if I can tell you with proofs that you don't actually find your expression from earth here again? What if I can tell you that your life source, the source where your expression is getting its origin from, is from the throne where Jesus sits? What if I told you where you are sitting now is just temporary? Because these things that appear are temporary. Why we look not on the things which are seen? Because what we are seeing now is temporary. What if I told you we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers? This is the place where nothing can touch you from. What if I told you are hid in Christ and Christ in God? And everything I'm telling you are the truths that are your inheritance. What if I told you are untouchable? What if I told you will live until you are tired? You will call your children and bless them and tell everybody the faith that will befall them. What if I told you cannot die by mistake? What if I told you that it is illegal for Satan to touch your life because your life is not your own? It's Jesus' property. What if I told you that this body you are now using is not your own again? What if I told you that it was exchanged on the cross of Calvary? That was why another body that was without sin went into the punishment of sin, so that the bodies of sin can enter into a cloud of righteousness. What if I told you now that this particular body you are using, as Jesus is in heaven, you too can use this body to manifest everything he can do in heaven? Consciousness. Immediately after salvation, the next thing the believer must be taught is the consciousness of his inheritance. Hey, the Bible says a man in honor without knowing is like the beast of the field. You are in honor, but you didn't know. Hi. And you now join people complaining. Guess what? Let me tell you how we create. We create by speaking. The material for creation is what? Words. We create by speaking. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered him from them all. The righteous will wake up one day and this leg like this, all here, will not be walking. It's an affliction. And it is normal for affliction to come. But there is a particular assurance given to you. The Lord delivers him from them all. He says when you go through the fire, it means you can go through fire. It's not a sign that God left you. Going through the water, it's not a sign that God is not faithful. You have one assurance. It will not overshadow me. You are one of those people that the things that swallowed millions came upon you. And people saw you on the other end. And they say, how did you survive it? Some of you, the number of hospital beds you have slept on in this one life. It's now looking like a routine. That is the shadow of death there. That's where death carries people. Anytime he likes. You are around him like this. He saw you, he cannot touch you. Your life is hid in Christ. Christ in God. What are you conscious of? You know, I was teaching last week on consciousness. Consciousness. The whole of the news, from any channel you turn it to, what sells is negative news, bad news. Breaking news is this and that and that. The system and the princes behind the intelligence, they wire the whole, everything around you to continue to make you conscious of the power of Satan and his kingdom and his dominion. This is why Smith Wigglesworth, this is why he does not read newspaper. He wanted to filter the things that enter his heart. He wanted to only be educated by a kingdom. He doesn't want to be receiving news. He said he will make news. He will not read news.
and the person I'm speaking about is centuries before us. Now, the layer of pollution, you, every night, you go on the internet, you stay for 2 hours. You will now sleep with the phone on your hand like this. Be intentional. Go to the Word. Go to spend time in the Word. Let the Word be the person that is molding your conviction. Stay inside the Word. Stay there. Be watching it. How can a young man keep his way pure? Only by meditating upon thy Word. Thy Word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin. If you don't want to sin, hide the Word in your heart. What is entering your heart? Look at the things entering your ear, entering your eye. All of them are rushing to your heart. They are both pathways to the heart. I was sharing something before the Holy Ghost took us. I was talking about abide in me and I in you. You know another way to render that scripture is Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. He says, I will eat with him and he with me. It's a two-way traffic. You know what it means to abide in Jesus? Jesus said, stay with me until I start staying with you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He says, stay with me. Let me be the owner of the house until we now change ownership and say, it is now your house. Because we can trust your judgment as at that moment that you can now become responsible for the vessel. Me, I will now be living with you. I want to carry God. Not too many things will be important. When you hit the evening phase of your life, believe me, take my advice. Not too many things will be important. I want to carry God. There is an eternal arrangement already on ground. It is a possibility that God is available for man. Man can inherit God. Man can possess God. Man can carry God. He says, abide in me first. The way for God to stay in you is that you will stay in him first. You will stay in him until you become what you are beholding. I shared this illustration, somewhere. I was teaching them about a classmate of mine in primary school, Sister Grace. Sister Grace was my classmate in primary school. She will remember. See her. Please celebrate her. We were even seatmates at... You know, some of you, there's nobody that... If you live any season of your life, when you live it, that is how everything dies. I'm showing you my classmate in primary school. We have been friends since that time till today. You cannot show somebody from just 5 years ago. No relationship. One day you will raise children and they don't have anybody to help them. Nobody is favorably disposed towards you. You close every door. Everybody hates you. And you are believing that they are all wrong. You are the one that is right. How can everybody be wrong? Somebody goes around saying, I'm easily misunderstood. Would you not sit down one day and just check? Could it be from me? There are areas of your body your eye cannot see. You can only see what is here. Everything at your back, another must see for you. Maybe you have to take out time to ask people, what do you think I should change in my life? Listen, let me tell you one truth. Everybody will have the opportunity to link up with quality relationships in destiny. And you will come to various seasons of your life, down until the point of transition, where your name will become a continuation for your children. Immediately you are no longer around to help them, your name will continue playing the role because you took all your labor and your integrity and put it in your name. Somebody looked at your boy and tears fill his eye. You mean you are the son of so-so person? He remembers. Although long gone, he remembers. And he is committed from that day. This is how some people entered blessings. They did not labor for it. It was the memory of the name of another. Although dead, yet alive. And there are many people that will never be able to appreciate you in your lifetime. It is a seed. Everything you did, you will never reap it. Another will reap it. God was preparing that your lifestyle today will become a ladder for your own seed. I'm speaking to people who don't really know yet that they are living a destructive lifestyle. You cannot keep any relationship. Let me even go down into lady and, you know, man kind of association. Look at Sister Grace here. See her husband by her side. Because of what I want to say. Ask Sister Grace, in all these years that I have known her since primary school, have I ever any day by mistake say, I like you? We went to primary school together. We went to ABU together. They were evening where, one evening where we sat down in front of basketball court and just gisting about the future. What is ahead for us? Did I even on that day make any mistake to say, there's something I want to tell you? There are many relationships that are not supposed to be emotional. Anybody around you are asking everybody out. You are ruining things. You are truly ruining things. There are people, if you did not ask them out today, you would have had a solid kingdom relationship. A very solid support for your destiny. Now you have brought emotion into the thing. It has now ended because it was not the will of God. And both of you, you are praying that the bad news is what you will hear from each other. Have you broken up with somebody before? And then, or they broke up with you? And then you find out that the Adamic nature is just having an itchy ears to hear something negative happen to the person so that you can say, you think you can play with grace? Let me just help settle somebody quickly. That your drama will only end in Nigerian film. It will never happen like that. As you are also praying to God and making effort in your life, that is how the person also where they are. They are also praying to God and making effort. If your fulfillment in life is that one day you should be in your jeep, you will now see her with a wheelbarrow, then you will now park. You will now say, but didn't I tell you that you will regret it? It will never happen. Just look for your own joy. Be joyful about your own growth. Because as you are growing, they are also growing. There are people that have tied their joy to somebody's misfortune. That if they can just hear that something bad happened, then... Yeah, look at how small. I'll not point you so that they will not know you are the one. See how small you are. You now say, unless I'm not a servant of God. Oh God, they have broken your heart. Move on. Unless I'm not called, she will regret it. If fetch sand from ground like this and say, if it is the ground she's standing on, I curse the day. You see? Thank God, God is not man. Some of you, if you are God, you would have ended the world 2 times. You would just first clean everything first. Then later you will now regret your action. Can I share something with you? That small bitterness, you have subscribed to, that you are nursing in your heart concerning another, even if you have legitimate reasons to be bitter against them, that bitterness is doing you more harm than good. That bitterness has become a load. You will not move so fast in destiny. The things you should do in 2 years, you'll be doing it in 4 years because you are heavy. You are journeying very heavy. Travel light! And the way to travel light, shed weight this night. Shed weight. There are people that don't deserve any space in your house. This is your heart. They don't have any space there. Remove them today. Some of you lock some people here for 4 years now, they are there. Once in a while, you go to Facebook, check their profile, see how their life is for now. When you see that they are losing weight, you smile, and say, I play with grace. When you play with grace, you face disgrace. Can I share something with you? The same way you are doing that is how many other people are doing for you too. There are people that cannot sleep until they hear that you are crying. I didn't believe this thing until I saw with my eyes. There are people that their ear is just waiting to hear that something bad happened to you. You know what I'm doing. We have a friend like that one. If If I want to make him very happy this night, I'll just carry my phone and call him and say, oh boy, the kind of things what they go through. My mouth not be talking, I'm going through a lot. He will start laughing. He will be so happy. He will say, Zaka Jijiki. He now called Pastor John. He called Pastor John some weeks back and was complaining that, what am I feeling like? He called me and I was not talking freely with him. Why should I be free with you? When everything that gives you joy is misfortune, the moment you join, hear something bad, and anytime you share something good, he becomes sorrowful. He enters a mourning state. Came to pass, he had carryover. He had carryover in, like, I think, 4 courses on campus. So we didn't have carryover. We were moving. I will not call his name, because he will be angry. He now had 1 carryover. That brother now went and met him with joy, with so much fulfillment, and said, Danwa. Guess what? That is, Danwa means brother. That we are now together. Haba, this is how it's supposed to be. There are people, I'm repeating it, there are many Jonas. Spirits are angry with them. The moment you bring them into your life, you will lose many things. He was now telling Pastor John to tell me that if, even through indirect messages, way Zen GGG. Refuse. See. Edit your friends the way they select beans. Go back. Go and check your contact. The way they pick stone out, you will remove some stones from your life. It is too important. Many of them, you already know. You know we're not going to the same place. You see, time is not on our side. The greatest privilege we have now is to live inside God, abide in Him, enjoy intimacy. You want to overcome lust? Amen. Please tell me any other layer or flavor of sin that is stronger than lust. Tell me. In the context of having grip over the soul of a man, tell me if there's anything stronger than the cord of lust. It is one of the strongest arrangement of captivity, lust. You know the only thing strong enough to break lust from your life is love. It's not prayer. It's love. In the day of temptation, it is the person you love the most that you will obey. It was that particular thing Jesus was investigating when he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love. There are people here who are saying, Apostle, you will not understand. I have been under pressure. Sometimes in the night, I was sharing with my brother, Pastor James. He's telling him, there was a season, the devil will escort me to my dream. Since he found out that during the daytime, structures were on ground to make sure his merchandise will not prosper, when I closed my eyes, all kinds of encounters with. So there was a night, a naked lady was pursuing me. She was naked. I was running. When I woke up, my breath was high. Like it was physically, I was running. So when I got up, the first thing I entered my mind was, what is this? Is it by force? You don't want to see what I was telling you. A naked person was pursuing you. And as you are running, you know what you are running from. It's not like they want to kill you. The person was pursuing you and saying, oh, you are still running, and you are still running. Then the encounter ended with you running. You run throughout, you woke up. So my question when I woke up was, is there no safety? Shall we continue like this forever? How long will I be running? The secret is intimacy. Abide in Him. Spend more time in His presence. Get more conscious of His presence. that consciousness will become a layer of strength for you. Eh? When you wake up, put a consecration around your life. Don't touch your phone until you have spoken to him. Ignore it. If you can place anything above your phone, that thing will be strong in your life. Give the Holy Ghost that kind of power and observe how conscious you become of his presence. Also, the last thing before you go to bed, let it not be your phone. Give time. Talk to him the way a person has an appointment. Be gisting with him. At first, it will look like you are imagining things. Be imagining. Be talking with him. When you are moving to your bathroom, imagine him followed you until you now say, "Do you want me to stay outside?" Then you now say, "Yes, please stay outside." This is my relationship with him. I imagine it like that. So just give me that window. Make sure. When I carry clothes to wear, you see, let me be honest with you. You will become conscious of him in little things. Then you will begin to see his hand in mighty things. Everybody outside, please bring them in quickly. Just bring the chairs, fill the roll, fill this front, fill anywhere that can be filled quickly. Just lead them inside quickly. You don't need to move it. No, it will be haphazard. Don't move it. Let them come and put it at the front quickly. Because if you do so, everybody will start moving from the next seat. Just come in. Come with your seats and arrange. Ushers, please help them quickly. You can sit at the front. Sit until you get to this front here. If it means climbing the pulpit, we'll climb it. Let's be very quick. Just enter and sit. Find any spot your chair can fit into. Just enter, please. You can sit. You can even sit. We can sit on the. There are spaces here and here. Huh? Usher, send people. Let them come. Some people can sit on these stairs here, like this. You can just sit and face. See empty seats there. Who has those seats? You guys are standing, right? See seats. Come and sit there. All the seats in the worship team, sit there too, quickly. Let's pray. Let's pray very quickly. Let's maximize time. God bless the rain. It has given us a small extra time. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fix my life. Holy Ghost, fix my life. Fix my life. Affect my life. Oh, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Please, I expected that by now we would have just done what we need to do very quickly. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4, quickly. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4. Let's read together. It is projected. 1, 2, go. Come on, Anakazo. This is a very rowdy reading. 1, 2, go. Of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. You see, I was sharing something with you. Next verse, before I continue. 1, 2, go. And every plant of the field, before it was in the earth, before it grew, now go back to verse 4. Let me read something out for us and show us the truth very quickly. I told us there's a difference between creation and formation. I said the material used for creation is the word of God. And I said that formation is a whole different process from creation. If you are with me, say amen. In verse 4, the Bible says, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. When they were created, and both heaven and earth was created in a day, says the Bible, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and what? The heavens. Next verse, quickly. It says in verse 5, every plant of the field before it was in the earth, it was somewhere, right? Is that in the Bible? He says there was a day where the Lord God made the heaven and the earth. Then he's saying, before any plant of the field was ever seen on the earth, it was in the generations of the heavens and of the earth. If you are with me, say amen. He says, and every herb of the field before it grew. He went further and said, for the Lord God has not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Before the just concluded election, how many of you heard various prophecies about different candidates that people were so sure that this is God's, this is the David, this is God's candidate, and the word of God cannot fall? Please don't pretend. Raise your hand. In case you are here and that thought crossed your mind, and the thought is, what happened to this? In fact, let me buttress my point. Among the people are those who came out and said, God told me that I am the next president. Are you aware of that? Eh? No, this one is not people who received it. It was the person himself that came forward and said, God said, I should tell you guys that you are looking at your next president. And the church scattered that day. They began to clap. My goodness, finally, one of the sons of light will reign in power. It is creation. Anything can be created. The real business is formation. Let's see whether it can be formed. There is a realm that darkness has plundered, a realm that they have sieged, a realm that they control. So they allow God to create anything he wants, and God creates through his word. Psalm 119 verse 89, forever, O God, thy word is settled, but it is settled only where? In heaven. If it is earth, let's see whether that word can come to pass. Can I share something with you? Can you categorically tell me that this version of you, this particular challenged situation of life we find ourselves, is this God's intent for our life? The sickness that people have in their bodies now that is afflicting them, is that consistent with their natures captured in God's book in heaven? The penury, the challenge, the curses, the yoke, the stagnation, everything that bedevils God's people, is that consistent with God's narrative for their life? So although there is a great destiny allotted for them in God, in light, there is a kingdom that has arrested
the earth. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, it says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. What happens to a man who says, I don't want to walk in darkness, and darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness has come for people? Remember, I told you, you can only choose which economy to live under. You cannot choose your Lord. There is already a Lord over the light. There is also a Lord over the darkness. The darkness has covered the earth. And so every corner, if the purpose of God will ever come to pass, it will come through violence. And the point where they started recording this change in narrative is from the days of John the Baptist. They realized that although God spoke, it does not come to pass as God said it again. It takes violence now for God's word to happen if it is the earth. Because the earth has been arrested. It has been claimed by strange forces. How many deliverers, how many saviors of families are currently going through different kinds of situations that does not reflect their nature as deliverers? How many saviors are currently in abject lack, and they are the ones to dry the tears of many, yet the realm does not regard their identity? Even God entered this side, and the princes asked him, if you are the Son of God. God gave a command, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, ye everlasting doors. There was a response. Who is this King of glory? We don't know him here. He's not welcome here. If you don't know, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 called Satan the god of this world. He had attained godness, God nature. God nature, if it is this world, he had mastered the systems. He had placed thrones and princes and dominions to rule over systems. And many of us were living our life as though the word of God is a lie. Many prophecies ran ahead of us. Some of you, the day they gave birth to you, from the hospital, a prophetic word came. They said, this one will be for the rise of many. And you are watching your life like a joke. Time is going. Your life has not lifted anybody. The word of God is settled concerning you, but it's only settled in heaven. There's only one way to bring it into time. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is. So there is a position, there is the way God wanted your life to be, that is not how it will play out by default, because the structures on ground are on ground to make sure that you will continue to wander further and further from God's counsel and God's will for your life. A season of violence must come in, like Jabez. You will find out, although I have lived an honorable life, but there is nothing around my life to show that I have kept the laws of God. A day will come where he will strike an appointment with the great monarch, and he will say, oh, that thou will change my course. Oh, that thou will bless me. It is that day that they called, right from the days of John the Baptist. Violence is needed if what God said concerning your life would come to pass. Some of you, your dreams you had many years ago, the devil is on your case. He's making you are forgetting some of it now. When you open your book of visions, now you laugh because you think, I was a baby, that was why I was writing all these big things. No, you are not a baby. It's just now that they convinced your heart that you are small. And for too many people, the word of God is not true yet in their life. The word of God is not yea and amen yet. Although God has spoken, there is a realm where darkness controls. Remember, I told you, we are of light, we are not of darkness. We are children of the day, not of the night. Remember, I told you in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. If darkness has covered the earth, gross darkness has covered the people, where would you live now, since you are not of darkness? How can you manifest? What space is there for you? Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, he says, arise, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. What does it mean to arise? It means from that situation, from that arrangement, from that challenge, that disadvantage that you found yourself in. Everybody will open their eyes into one layer of disadvantage or another. You will fight your way out of it. Anybody who would walk in total submission to God's will for their life, a measure of violence must be involved. I refuse to fail. That's the title of a retreat. 3 days. The title is I Refuse to Fail. This is a person that all the season, all the encounters, all the interview, everybody he has met, the destiny helpers, everybody is trying to convince him that you are a failure. I refuse to fail. I am born the head and not the tail. I am above only and never beneath. I will lend to nation, I will not borrow. When you begin to appropriate the word of God over your life, that's what warfare is. You begin to carry the thing that created you. You begin to read it for yourself. Begin to pray with it. I'm not talking all this prayer that is bettered from fear and, you know, emotion. You just say, I refuse to end like my people. No, no. Carry scripture. Carry scripture. 1,000 shall fall by my side, 10,000 by my right hand side. Carry scripture. The diseases of the Egyptians shall not come near me. You carry that scripture when something has entered your body already. Something is convincing your body that you are sick. Mind you, the nature of you captured in the chronicles of the scrolls of God in heaven, there was no sickness contained in your documents. So it is your responsibility to be editing anything that is not supposed to be in you, that found expression in you physically. It is your duty to edit it out. How do you edit it? You use the word and replace it. I go out any day and I realize there is no favor. I realize I hit block. I hit stone walls. People were not disposed favorable towards me that day. No, take a retreat, brother. Go and download the incense of favor. It's like a perfume. You can wear it. You know when you wear a perfume, it will not last forever. When it wears off, go back quickly. Go back. Stay with God. The title of that retreat, this going back, is favor. You want a spirit to spray something on you. Let me share something with you. You know, I was telling you, and I continue to say it, it's about consciousness. It's about when you are true with receiving anything from God, go out expecting to see what you have received. It's about consciousness. Are you conscious? Even when we make prophetic declarations over people, hey, Jesus. Okay, so as a church, we now said, from all we see, these ones will come out, they will try, but they will not succeed. In fact, they will say, it's my turn. But they will not succeed. Then at the end, the is my turn now succeed. The one that says it's my turn, he now succeeded. And before he succeeded, I saw one short video of where he said, I will win. Hey! Prophecy is not enough. Prophecy is only creation. Prophecy is not formation. It is prophecy that creates the reality. Formation is another business apart from creation. Eve was already created inside Adam. They were together inside one body. They called both of them Adam. That was creation. She was male and female was already in them. But it will take formation to remove the female that was inside the male. The formation angle is not only God that controls it. Man has a stake in formation. If God says you are blessed and you behave in ways that makes it impossible for anybody to bless you, you can go against that prophecy. And no matter how much God wants to lift you, the lack of alignment from your own end can frustrate prophecy. In the matter of formation, sir, anybody who pays the highest price will prevail. Go and see anything you want to see. Go and consult anything you consult. Somebody goes back and go and pay some people to chant for him non-stop until the election is over. And then also dabbles into fetish practices and services several altars. And you came and say, it was written. It was written. It was written. The devil came to the word of God and was challenging the word of God. Even while the word of God became flesh, he still questioned him. Some of you, they just told you a nice thing about your life that I see a star on your head. You start smiling. Don't smile. It can remain in a book forever. They say, I see breakthrough. You say, huh. Even me, I knew it. There was the way I was feeling. Let me tell you one truth. Listen to me. There is a difference between creation and formation. Although it has been created, spirit can see it. Let's see whether it can flow into reality. All the things available now is, number one, alignment. Huh? If you can hear me, say amen. Amen. Number one, alignment of men. Number two, the partnership of ordinance. Have you found out that throughout scripture, there was nobody that received a miracle child from God that violated the laid down process of having the baby grow for 9 months in the womb? Eh? Have you found out that although it was a miracle child, they did not skip the process of time that is necessary for the development of that baby? They did not hasten it. And you would have preferred that through power, you just say, unless I'm not a servant of God, by this time tomorrow. That is how arrogant some of us are. You don't know the laws that guide formation. You need to understand laws, understand ordinance, so that you can effectively wield kingdom powers. If not, you will speak and your words will fall to the ground. Because there are ordinances that you must partner with. Time must tick what you have said, whether it's correct. By this time tomorrow, you will carry your baby. You know, it's easy to say. And you say it, you now walk with a limp as a prophet of God. People were shouting. By this time tomorrow, they did not see prophet again. The next thing prophet is doing is that he brought a new teaching to explain how it's not God that is at stake. It's not God that is at fault anytime the word of God did not come to pass. It's not also his servant. Because the Bible says, believe the Lord and believe also his prophet. Go and check your belief, brother. Go and check. By this time next week, I see billionaires and gullible people shout amen. How? Every wealth must have a structure that brought it into time. This is formation matter I'm sharing with you, not creation. You can create it. Do you have the structure that the formation can stay on? What business can host that kind of money? What idea can host that kind of money? You are sleeping in the room. You are shouting amen. Oh, you will continue to carry wealth that will never enter this realm. You must partner with ordinance. Listen, Israel consulted with God. Should we go to war? Would we win? God says, go, you will win. They went to the war. The king of that Gentile nation carried the crown prince of the land and offered him as a sacrifice upon the wall. God came back to Israel and says, quickly, stop this fight now. You can't win this man again. On what ground? In the altar of sacrifice, he has a louder voice than you. Although you name the name of the Lord, if a Gentile is more committed and he pays a higher price, your prophecy will remain in your mouth. He will walk with the victory. It is on matters like this that strange men lift the scepters of power, even in the face of God's candidate that we said we had God. It is matters of sacrifice. Who paid more price? It is on this kind of assurance that a person can come and say, I will win. He knows that you are calculating if the vote is shared between these two Muslims, this, and this one is the only Christian. So by the grace of God, with everything on ground, we will win. It's not men that crown men, it's spirits that crown men. And the person who knows that he has campaigned in the world of spirits, he came back here and said, I will win. And he was saying it with arrogance. He knows that your vote will not count in the day that matter. Because when spirits are, they are jealous about power. You cannot stroll your way into power. You must be brought there by a spirit. People who come to church maybe twice in a month, finally made the church. Hey. See, leave sweet talk from your mouth if you are not ready to pay sacrifice. There's a picture I like. It's just a face of one Nigerian actor. They call him Kanayo O Kanayo. They just show his face. Under it, they write, be prepared to make sacrifice. Ask the person by your side, are you willing to make sacrifice? There is a layer of warfare. That one is not about power. That one is about endurance. It's who can stay longer. You will stay like this. The devil will almost bring your hand down. You also try. You will try. You guys will stay. It's the person that can outlast the other that will win. And that kind of warfare, the more you are quoting scripture, the greater your affliction. The issue will be increasing. The more you are trying to move by faith. That one, when you see cases like that, it's about endurance. Who can stay longer? You went and sow a seed because you have tried everything. You now say, if I sow, I know that it will provoke prosperity. You sow, and the last channel dry up as you sow. Brother, that kind is endurance. Who can stay longer? It was the kind of Job's test. Though he slay me, yet will I praise him. All spirits were spectators. They know that it is a test, and this thing will not last forever. Let me tell you one truth. If you endure long enough, Satan will gas out. You see that thing, it will not be a temptation forever. If you stand long enough, Satan will conclude on your matter soon. They will shift base to another person that they know. This one will waste our time. Quickly run back home after this rain. Open that book of your vision, that place you wrote, I will be the next Dangote. Clean that Dangote if you are not serious. It will never. You know what it takes to handle that kind of resources? Spirits are interested in it. The next Dangote, he is sleeping till 10 a.m. before he wakes up. Then he gets up and says, the horn of wealth. It's not only horn. Somebody says, sir, while I was praying in the last Anakazo service, I was feeling something hot in my hand. I sense that it is the fire, the power to get wealth. Oga, how many times did I call you? There are principles that attract results. Nothing. See, oh Jesus, I wish the church can be gathered. Let's just tell them this thing. Let everybody say we agree. Many unnecessary amen, you will not hear it. And when false prophets say anything that is not consistent with ordinances, you will operate from a layer of higher spiritual intelligence. You will save yourself any stress of shouting amen. You will know it doesn't work like this. And you know he's void of understanding. That's why he's shouting like he's trying to just excite people. Somebody say, okay, is God not a miracle working God? The miracles of God, every miracle that God will perform, it will be in that particular consideration that men must align. The Syrian general came, and the servant of the prophet came and said, my master said, go and wash yourself in the Jordan. The Syrian general got offended and said, I thought he would come out. And he would, you know the kind of demonstration you will need. You will need him to hold your head like this.
until, hey, a sister told me that she will not go to church again. And I said, why? She said that when the prophet held her head and twisted her head, her neck started paining her, so she had to fall so that she would rest. While she was on the ground falling by herself, the prophet now said, bring her up again. I sincerely apologize. Those of you that have been beaten by the rain outside, my heart goes for you. I'm sorry. I am very sorry. We would put all plans in place to make sure nothing like this happens again. I am truly sorry about this. Listen, look at me. Look at me. Now you are sleeping, and in the dream of the night, suddenly your eye just saw a coffin, and a spirit whispered a knowing to you that is death. Death is coming. That is a prophecy. They have brought your awareness to it. If you fold your hands, it will come to pass. If you go to war and you raise a standard against that reality, it will not only be resisted, it will go back to where it was sent from. Now the challenge is, the average Christian, he sees something, he wakes up and forgets what he sees. And then on a day where he's supposed to be at war, he will now live for pleasure. And then he dies. When he dies, the spirit realm submits one report: my people perish for lack of knowledge. There is a prerequisite level of violence necessary to prosecute testing. If you don't subscribe to that violence, continue to just say you don't like stress. You know, there are people that cannot pray for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, they just begin to stroll around. One of my friends said he's a worshiper. That him, his own prayer is through sound. All of you know him here. When we start praying, He will pray with us for 2 minutes. Then he will now lie down on the ground like this, flat. And then he will now be saying, Hosanna, ho, Hosanna, ho. Then if you see him after 5 minutes, he'll be sleeping. If you now touch him small, he will now continue, Hosanna, ho. Then you want to help him by saying, you need fire on your altar. He will now say, no, me, I'm a worshiper. My own, the way I connect with God is through sound. What sound, Oga? What sound are you making? What sound? There's some of you, you are lying for yourself. You have been lying for yourself since. You want to sleep, you will now go and on another person's prayer and put the prayer on the background. You will now do your lip like this for 3 minutes. Your head is on top of pillow. You are gone. You are. It's a serious matter I'm sharing with you. Some of you are not in control of your body, and you are lying to yourself because you don't want to embrace the truth that I am not in charge. You cannot keep even a simple fasting schedule that you yourself agree that I will fast tomorrow. That tomorrow comes. You are not the owner of your body. The real landlord is inside you. He is the one that told you what to do. That tomorrow reach by 9 a.m. You now pass near your fridge like this. You see that hand that you put on top of the fridge? There is no need. Just focus on. You say you will fast. You now put your hand, you now say, Holy Ghost, it's because of you that 11 a.m. that person is in the kitchen again. He's still there. He will now do like this and say, them that wait upon the Lord
They will renew their strength.
Oga, if you want to quote scripture, leave the kitchen first. You know what he thinks? He thinks he's impressing spirits. You are not in control of your body. It's somebody that sent you and said, go kitchen again. The things I'm sharing with you, it is experience that is sharing it. I have been a slave of food before. I was fasting one day. It was remaining 1 hour to break the fast. I removed 2 slices of bread and I put butter in the center and I kept it first just to be watching, so that when it's time to eat, there will be no time to go through all this process again. Let's just make sure everything is okay. You are fasting. You are busy gathering different food and keeping. They say, come and eat. You say, no, I cannot eat now. Just, why don't you package it for me? Package it. Some of you, you will be fasting. You will now go and sleep throughout. Eh? And he's fasting. He's fasting. Today is for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna. Then you sleep. 5 minutes to the end of the fasting, you now wake up. You now wake up and do like this. Ah, shaka shaba baba. Guess what you are doing? You are losing bread later. Rataka popa. Ah, shaba baba baba. Mam bro bum bum. Spirits are just laughing when they see you. They say, who is this one? You want to fast. You now went to carry the Hollandia yogurt you will break with and put it in fridge so that it will be cold. The time where you will finally... See, fasting is also about consciousness, not just about action. You are fasting and you are just conscious of what you will eat, the food you will eat. Or God, you are not fasting. Somebody is fasting and he's saying, Kai, oh boy, this is no easy. For the 5 hours of fasting, he spent it complaining. Kai, if I tell you the way my body they do me now, come back around him 1 hour again. Kai, oh more, if not because of Jesus. So all the whole time, what time was there for labor? No. You now meet him 30 minutes to the time of breaking the fast. Now say, Kai, you don't say who the fast bar. I have seen a brother here. I will not call his name. He does not fast with us. He is fond of sending me funny text messages. And take what I'm saying now as my answer to you. Because I have not answered any of your message. Any day we are fasting, he will send me a message and say, Can I take Fanta? Good morning, sir. I hope you rested well. Just a quick one, sir. Please, is it okay to stay on fruit during fasting? I have not answered any one of that question. Hello, sir. I celebrate grace. Sir, I just want to know, is taking Zobo do what is in your mind? Don't be asking me any that. Do that thing you want to be doing. You and see, I know you know the truth. You are wasting everybody's time. You are not in control of your body. When you find out that you are not in charge of your body, the first way to establish government in that area of unruliness you are seeing in your body is fasting. When you find out that you say no, your flesh say yes, and it was yes, you did. Okay, let me ask somebody a question. You now find out that you have lost spiritual fire. You cannot pray again. Do you know that you cannot set yourself on fire? Have you lost fire before, and then you wanted to use mechanical means to stumble, bully your way back into it? You now quickly just wake up one day with emotion and told everybody in your family that don't bring breakfast, lunch and dinner to me today. You now lock the door and came by the window and threw the key outside and say, don't come back here until evening. Until 8 p.m. don't come. Have I shared the story of my friend with us? He was led with zeal. So after a revival meeting like this, he went to lock himself in the room. And he called me to come and collect the key, that I should come back the next day. I should come back when? That there's a question only spirit can answer. And he wants to journey far beyond what eyes can see. He wants to touch the layers of, hey, you know when apostolic terms is flowing from a man, you can't answer him. As he was saying the things that await him in that encounter, I collected the key. And me, I went home. Guess what? You know how the story went. By 3:20 p.m., I saw his call first. So me, I rejected the call. Because I was also committed to ensure that... So, he called again. I rejected it. I was rejecting it so that he will know it's not a missed call. He will know that I was seeing the call and me too, I was busy in it. After 3 missed calls, he now sent me a text message and said, please, wherever you are. Guess what he said? He said, God has spoken. That he did not know that God will speak fast like this. That it's not by time. It's not by time. His body was shaking inside the room. Relax. Calm down. Calm down. When I came, I knew that Oga, this whole thing is in the power of the flesh. Actually, there is a place of fasting where when you cross that threshold of hunger, there is a place where the hunger will hit you the loudest. When you cross it, you will start riding on the strength of the spirit. You will feel like you will die in that time where you want to cross the threshold. It was that threshold that you could not cross. By 3:20, he said, wherever you are, please start coming now. So I went. I started laughing so that you will hear my laugh from the window. He said, please open the door. I said, have you finished? He said, I said, open the door. There are husbands that have been pretending while they were dating with the girl. Hi, love. How was your night? Hope you rested well. Have you had something to eat? Then the guy will say, I don't eat breakfast. Then the lady will say, wow, like you mean normally? You say, that's my consecration. Then in the afternoon, she chats him up and say, hi there, hope your day is going well. Just trying to check up on you. Have you finally had something to eat? You know, people are trying to, they are trying to prove a point during dating. Most times is when you marry, you will now discover who you married. And no matter how long you date, you will not know some things about the person. Hey, is it dating? Eh? See, there are many married men that are laughing here. Yeah, they want to give you food during dating. They put 1 spoon, 2 spoon. You say, it's enough. You say, how come on now? You know, people don't eat much. Later, that same you. You now say, bring, add the pound there. Put this thing here. They called you, you missed the call. Instead of you to own up that, yes, sorry, you know, I was in the bathroom or something, I was in the restroom, and I'll say, sorry, that was my prayer time. And nothing come between me and the Lord. Then the girl says, Jesus, what? So there are still men like this? Then she marries you and discover you are like a loaf of bread sleeping. Sleep and snore. And she watch you carefully for 1 month. She never saw you woke up to pray. Suddenly she has realized that you have dual personality. The you she dated is not the you she found out. And can I share something with someone? Don't pretend though. If not, when your partner finds the truth about you, that will now become the layer for disappointment in the home. Here in this relationship, every Monday and Tuesday is Bible study. Every Wednesday and Thursday, by the grace of God, is prayer. Every Friday and Saturday, by the grace of God, is fasting. And so you put many spiritual activity into the relationship. Then she now thinks you are a seraph. Don't be under pressure to make an impression that is not consistent with your truth. A lot of people are just building false reputation, false impression, and it will become the basis for disappointment in the home. Do I go ahead and share about people who are pretending even about what they don't have, like they have it? You don't have it. Come as you are. Do you know the way God presented Eve to Adam? The two were both naked and unashamed. There was no part of the other person that was hidden from the other person. Both of them knew exactly what they were. I'm trusting God for a job. Things are not so stable yet, but God has been faithful. I don't lack what to eat. I don't lack a shelter, you know, over my head. But I know that it will not remain like this. And I'm making all necessary efforts to give room for the visitation of God. I believe it's a better thing to stay than I'm shuttling between Kaduna and Abuja. What? That is, this thing is somebody's line here. You say, so what are you doing at the moment? So I'm shuttling between Zaria and Abuja. What you are saying is that I'm moving. The other day, somebody escorted somebody to my house. Respectful, very respectable people. I was truly disappointed by that action. The person I was supposed to see was with me in the study. Only for me to walk into the room after I was done talking with the person to meet this other person doing a video. She was shooting a video in my room, in my sitting room. You know, just that fake life. So that you now go out and say, living the life. When we came out, I saw the you know, how many cars would you snap with? There's this itching in many people. The itching is just to prove a point to the people who are looking down on them that they are doing well. Anything you pretend about, you will not handle the reality of it. Continue to pretend, and you will need to continue to sustain that lie with more pretense. What I'm about to say just happened yesterday night. Somebody called me and was, you can tell that she is so uncomfortable. She was forcing herself to speak in a particular way. I had to tell her, sister, relax. Now, let's talk. She was trying to sound queen. It was stressing her. You could tell. So I now say, sister, relax, calm down. It's me and you. Huh? There's no need for this drama. And this is how some people keep, they put themselves under this pressure till Jesus comes, they will not rest. God has given me one small opportunity today. He trapped many of you through the rain, and I have touched many small areas in many people's lives. I know one lady. She does not even eat, and she has ulcer. And the reason is that she's trying to slim to fashion, and she is insisting on dieting. And you are gradually dying with that your dieting. As you are going like that, let me tell you one truth. See, you must learn to love yourself. You must learn to embrace yourself. Don't let the world set the standard. If the world is always the one leading what is right and what is wrong, defining the boundaries for you, you will never have peace. You will never have peace. You must be comfortable in your skin. Wear your own glory and be comfortable. Draw a sense of importance from things that are not always superficial. She cannot breathe well. There's this pad she will tie on her stomach, so that when she wears the gown, you will think she has a flat tummy. But it is her abdomen that she choked. She is literally choking. So she will be under pressure just to wear a gown. Then when she stays on that torment for 4 hours, she finally goes home and does like this. Who is deceiving who? See, embrace yourself. Be comfortable with who you are. All this pressure, if you struggle, you will find out that there is no life in the grave. Just enjoy this life now. Many of us were under a lot of pressure, just feeling sad, trusting God that tomorrow we will rest. You can rest from today. You can still enjoy what you have currently while you are trusting God for something better tomorrow. There are people that continue to put their rest for tomorrow, and then they die. They never rested. You say it is when I get, by the grace of God, when I'm able to save 1 million. Have I told you guys the story of a man in Madaki Street? He died. I will not call the tribe. His children found out that he had more than 10 million inside his ceiling. And he was calling his elder brother that he is in the hospital, that they should come and pay for his hospital bill. You have 10 million, you cannot pay for your own hospital bill till you died. Then they now saw that he's not the one that owned that. The money owns him. There are people that cannot even remove just 2,000 from their own account to buy a cloth for themselves. They will literally be smelly. But they have money more than you. And if you see what they have, then you ask yourself, but are you the one that owns this thing or it owns you? And one day, you will just be amazed. You stored it, you piled it for another who never worked for it. Once in a while, look at me. Once in a while, if you live your whole life just paying bills, bills will never end. Oh, believe me. I learned this from Apostle Joshua Selman. Bills will never end. You will solve this problem. This one will open. As you are solving this, this one is opening. Once in a while, go and push away frustration from your life by reminding yourself that I too deserve good things. Sometimes carry yourself out. Go and sit down in a fancy restaurant. Look at the people who are there. You follow me around. Huh? Ask him. Don't clap yet. Relax. Ask James. There are meetings we travel for. When we come back, you will be under torment. There are hotels you will sleep in. You will not want to waste the beauty of the hotel by sleeping throughout. You will need to wake up so that your eye will still be seeing the things that you are seeing. You will touch some wall, it's like glass. You will now come out and stand by the gallery and then behold the wonders of God. Then, when you finish, they now honor you. When your flight landed, you now came back to Kaduna. As you now enter Kaduna, you now enter your house. You now stay. I know what is happening to you. So any day we return from a trip, I'll give him like one day. I'll not call him. I know he is under torment. Pain. You know what they call? I'm in pain. He will now go back to Baggy Villa and stay like this. God now help, there's no light. You know what has happened? Your mindset has outgrown your physical reality. So everything you once celebrated because of something you have been exposed to, your reality at the moment now is no longer a settlement. Your mind has grown. Your eye has journeyed. Your mind has traveled. Now he's calling your body to come and join him. Somebody who has never seen anything, who has not been exposed, he will now come to that your own small level that you are trusting God to lift you from. He will now come and say, Jesus Christ. Jesus. Now so people they enjoy. His problem is his mind. See, it's a small mind. Very small mind. You just say, once God just give me 50,000. In the grace of God, I'll just buy. I don't want to imagine.